Michigan Radio's Sarah Swick in Detroit. How do you decide if a so-called failing school should shut down? And is there a right way to do it? Three Detroit charter schools shut their doors forever at the end of this school year. One of them, Allen Academy, was one of the city's very first charters, and as we'll see, its closure leaves a wake of upheaval. This ornate red brick complex on Detroit's west side is unmistakably an old Catholic church. St. Teresa of Avila closed in the 1980s. Since 1999, it's been Allen Academy. But Allen Academy is now closing too. As early summer light poured through the stained glass windows, a few people milled around the old nave.
The idea was that parents could and kids could come in here. They could meet with all the various schools. They could find a program that would match the kind of learner that they are, and they could find a good spot for next year.
That's Buddy Morehouse, a spokesman for the Michigan Association of Public School Academies. They put together this enrollment fair after Allen Academy's charter authorizer, Ferris State University, declined to renew its contract. The reason given? Consistently low academic performance. Morehouse admits that closing a school is always tough, but he says it's the right choice.
The kids are going to be better off if they move to one of these schools. It's really that simple.
Sandra Martin was there promoting the Detroit Merit Academy. They have a handful of open seats, but Allen Academy had nearly 900 K-12 students. Martin says it could be tough for all of them to find good schools on such short notice.
It seems like ill timing to me. I actually didn't even know the school was closing. Apparently their staff didn't either until a week prior to.
A lot of Allen parents didn't know it was coming either, though they'd known for months that it could happen. Iris Stewart had two kids at Allen. She says they kept getting conflicting information.
The coach said that they're going to be, you know, we okay, we good. And then I see it on Instagram, and I'm like, oh my goodness, like really?
Yes, she got official word of the closing from her son, who saw it on Instagram. Stewart has mixed feelings about it. She thinks the school may have run its course, but she's not happy about scrambling to find new schools at the last minute. Allen parent Tamara Brown was prepared, though. She's already enrolled her son in several other schools. But Brown says Allen Academy meant a lot to her. Her daughter graduated from the school and is about to graduate from college. While Brown admits things had gone downhill, she thinks it had the capacity to rebuild.
I don't think shutting it down was the best way to go, only especially this is a struggling community, and this was pretty much almost the only school that was within this area.
Allen Academy's final reauthorization review report fleshes out just how things went so wrong. It shows a school that was in serious trouble and knew it. The school board made some drastic moves to try and reverse course, cutting some ties with the school's long-running for-profit management agency. But the result was chaos. The school rapidly went from surplus to deficit. Staff left in droves, with many vacancies filled by uncertified teachers. The superintendent resigned, and the school's already poor test scores fell to rock bottom. Charter school proponents say this is an example of accountability in practice. They point out that low-performing traditional public schools almost never shut down, but charters have the flexibility to make that happen. But researchers say very few charter schools close just for academic reasons. Gary Miron has studied this for years. He's an education professor at Western Michigan University.
Those schools often happen to be the schools that are performing poorly, but the thing that kind of starts the process often isn't their poor performance.
Miron thinks Allen probably should have closed years ago. But he says there's a lot we just don't know about how best to make that decision or how to handle the closing process. There are no mandated transition times, no real state guidelines about how to close a school. And Miron says when it comes to charter schools in particular, the question is not just what happens to families and communities, but what happens to the school and its assets.
Oops, we thought this was a public school. It's privately owned. The equipment, the desk, everything has been purchased with public dollars, but it's all private property.
Allen Academy's board must create a winding-up plan spelling all that out, but it still leaves hundreds of families in limbo without a neighborhood anchor of nearly a century. They have to hope that one school official was wrong with this prediction, that if you close Allen Academy, quote, you sign a death certificate for the community. I'm Sarah Swick, Michigan Radio News.